Good evening to you from me, Father Emil, and welcome to another program, As the Sun Sets. Beautiful day in Johannesburg. The last couple of days have been really beautiful summer days. Well, I suppose that's quite normal, isn't it? Summer is here, and it's almost Christmas time. Today, the feast of St. John Lateran, a big, very famous, well-known basilica in Rome, the Pope's own church. And it's a place of gathering. That's what a basilica is, a place where people come together to hear something being said, something important being said. And something very important is always said in our churches. So let's put ourselves in the presence of the Lord, focus on the here and now, not on the past or the future, but right here and now, and ask the Lord to be with us as we praise Him on this wonderful occasion, the feast of St. John Lateran Basilica in Rome. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. The Lord has made holy the place where He dwells. God is within, it cannot be shaken. God is for us a refuge and strength, a helper close at hand in time of distress. So we shall not fear though the earth should rock, though the mountains fall into the depths of the sea, even though its waters rage and foam, even though the mountains be shaken by its waves. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. The waters of a river give joy to God's city, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within. It cannot be shaken. God will help it at the dawning of the day. Nations are in tumult. Kingdoms are shaken. He lifts His voice. The earth shrinks away. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come, consider the works of the Lord, the redoubtable deeds He has done on the earth. He puts an end to wars over all the earth. The bow He breaks, the spear He snaps. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God, supreme among the nations, supreme on the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has made holy the place where He dwells. God is within. It cannot be shaken. Let us enter the house of the Lord with rejoicing. I rejoiced when I heard them say, "Let us go to God's house." And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. For Israel's law it is, there to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David. For the peace of Jerusalem, pray. Peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces, peace. For love of my brethren and friends, I say, peace upon you. And for love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us enter the house of the Lord with rejoicing. Praise our God, all you his saints. Alleluia! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. His judgments are true and just. Alleluia! Alleluia! Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, small and great. Alleluia! Alleluia! The Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory. Alleluia! Alleluia! The marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Alleluia! Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praise our God, all you his saints. Our Gospel reading this evening is taken from the Gospel according to St. John. Just before the Jewish Passover, Jesus went to Jerusalem, and in the temple he found people selling cattle and sheep and pigeons, and the money changers sitting at their counters there. And making a whip out of some cord, he drove them all out of the temple, cattle and sheep as well, scattered the money changers' coins, knocked their tables over, and said to the pigeon sellers, "Take all this out of here and stop turning my father's house into a market." And then his disciples remembered the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will devour me." The Jews intervened and they said, "What sign can you show us to justify what you have done?" Jesus answered, "Destroy this sanctuary, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews replied, "It has taken 46 years to build this sanctuary. Are you going to raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the sanctuary that was his body. And when Jesus rose from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the Scripture and the words he had said. The Gospel of the Lord. Today, the feast of the dedication of the Lateran Basilica. Dedication of the Lateran Basilica. A very important church. It's called the Mother of All Churches. It's the Holy Father's personal church, and this is in Rome. And you might say to yourself, it's a strange thing to be celebrating, the dedication of a church. Well, as I said earlier on, it's a basilica, and a basilica is a place of meeting. It's usually a very big place. They don't normally have benches in the basilica because it's a place of gathering, and it's there that important announcements would be made and people gather and get to know one another. And so very appropriate that today we have this reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus going into the temple and clearing the temple, getting out of the temple all the money changers and the people selling pigeons and whatever else. And maybe we can think also of our own churches today where, well, there are repositories and there are sales, cake sales after Mass and all that sort of thing. Well, I suppose that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. These are things that we buy for our own inspiration, for our use, for our prayer. And there's cake sales and those sorts of things, even going to a parish for Radio Veritas and selling a few T-shirts and so on. It's all for a good cause and so forth. But it is inside the temple that what goes on there should be the praise, the honor, and for the glory of God. But you see, we can so easily just focus our attention on the basilica, the dedication of the basilica. And that's indeed what we are remembering today, the dedication of the Basilica of John Lateran. And it is a place of worship, a place that brings people together, a place where people come to worship and to pray. And all our churches should be like that. Unfortunately, many of our churches today have become somewhat museums where people come and look up and ooh and ah about all the wonderful things they see, the statues and the gold and the decoration. I love going to the Lateran. I love going to St. Peter's. I love going to all these beautiful churches. I love going to St. Paul's outside the walls in Rome. I think it's a magnificent basilica. And so there are many places like that around the world. And maybe your own little church, your parish church, is also a place that you might consider very significant and very beautiful, a place where you can pray. And that's indeed where we should pray, is go into our churches, our basilicas, our cathedrals, and just to be quiet before the Lord. That's what is asked of us. And that we shouldn't be distracted in these places by buying and selling and all that sort of thing. But I want to go one step further today to say, well, while we are celebrating the feast of the dedication of the Basilica of John Lateran in Rome, I want to say that while these basilicas and our churches and cathedrals are places of prayer where we can be quiet before the Lord, where we can pray and honor the Lord, I want to say that these churches are really symbols, symbols of you and me. Just as that stone building is a place where God dwells, in a special place where we can commune with God in some way, I want to say that in your heart, in my heart, that too is a special place where we can commune with God. Or where we have a group of people together, where two or three are gathered in my name, I will be there in your midst. And this, I think, is so important for us, that we don't only find God in the stone buildings, in the music, in the grandeur of the things we see, the places we go in to worship, but that we find God also in the very depths of our hearts. You know, one of the things that struck me so much on this retreat I was on last week was that we can look deep into our own hearts, to the source of our being, that somehow God is present within us. Sometimes we want to look for God outside of us, in the past or in the future. Sometimes we think we can reason about God, but we need to be conscious in ourselves that the Lord is within us, that we can turn inwards and we can find God in this moment. That grand as the Lateran Basilica might be, grand as St. Peter's might be, grand as your little church might be, nothing more grand, nothing more beautiful, nothing more profound than the source of life of God within you. So never despair. Never think, well, where am I going to find God? There is only one real moment for you. And that is the moment now. And it is in this moment that we can come face to face with God. It is in this moment that we encounter the presence of God in our lives. And so while we can restrict God and put God in our basilicas and churches, let's always remember that these are symbols of the presence of God deep within our hearts. Symbols of the presence of God amongst the community, within the community. And so we remember the words of Jesus, where two or three are gathered in my name, I will be there in their midst. So while God is present in our basilicas and churches, He is present when we gather together as a community, and is also very present in our lives when we can pause for a moment, as we do at this time every day, and just be quiet and look within and thank the Lord for the gift of His presence within us. He is the source of our being, the source of our joy, the source of His life within us. So let's never despair, but look within and find God in the very depths of our being. Well, I could write a whole book about that, but let's pause for a moment and just think of God in the depths of our heart. Happy are they that dwell in your house, O Lord. They will sing your praise forever. Happy are they that dwell in your house, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Happy are they that dwell in your house, O Lord. The Lord has made holy the place where He dwells. This is the house of God, in which His name will be invoked, as it is written, "My name shall be there, says the Lord." My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For He has looked with favor on His lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is His name. He has mercy on those who fear Him in every generation. He has shown the strength of His arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of His servant Israel, for He has remembered His promise of mercy, the promise He made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has made holy the place where He dwells. This is the house of God, in which His name will be invoked, as it is written, "My name shall be there," says the Lord. Let us now pray to our Saviour, who gave up His life to gather into unity the scattered children of God. Lord, remember your church. Lord Jesus, you commanded your disciples to hear your words and put them into action. Constantly strengthen your church in faith, courage, and trust. Lord Jesus, from your opened side, there poured out blood and water. Make your church vigorously alive through the sacraments of the new and everlasting covenant. Lord Jesus, you are present among us who are gathered in your name. Hear your church united in prayer. Lord Jesus, you come with the Father to dwell in those who love you. Perfect your church all over the world in your divine love. And Lord Jesus, anyone who comes to you is never turned away. Admit all those who have died into your Father's house. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord God, you chose people as living stones to become an eternal dwelling, built to the glory of your name. Increase your gifts of grace to the church, and let your faithful people throng in ever greater numbers to form the heavenly Jerusalem. And we make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit as God forever and ever. Amen. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always.
Thank you.
Come to the Water by John Foley. A beautiful, beautiful song from his album One Bread, One Body.
Radio Veritas, the good news for a change.
Yes, it's the good news for a change. My name is Father Emil. The program is, has been, as the sun sets. It's always lovely to be with you, and I hope you've enjoyed just praying with me on this, the feast of the dedication of the Basilica of John Lateran in Rome. And if you've been there, you'll know what I'm talking about. A very, very beautiful, beautiful basilica. But nothing more beautiful than the presence of God deep within you. But it's been nice being with you today. May I remind you of a couple of things? I told you yesterday about the garage, which we call the Main Standard Garage in Main Avenue or Main Street in Rosettenville, the corner of Main and Lily. It's a well-established foundation, been there for about 43 years, all the most modern machinery, and I can guarantee you that if you're looking for tires for your car, you will not find them cheaper anywhere else. So if you're looking for tires, and I know this from experience, I bought 4 tires there just the other day, and they were 230 rand cheaper per tire than any other place. So go along, run along to José Abreu at Main Standard Garage in Rosettenville, the corner of Main and Lily. Tell him that you heard about him and about his place on Radio Veritas. He might even give you a more special discount. So if you're looking for new tires for your car, tell your friends about it. Support your fellow Catholics who are there to serve you in whatever way. So that's with regard to your tires. One other little announcement I'd like to bring you is about somebody I know, a very lovely, lovely Portuguese lady who's looking for somebody to stay with her. Somebody who can drive, somebody who can share the house with her, somebody who can stay, take her to Mass and all that sort of thing. A very devout Portuguese lady. Strongish woman, but somebody whom I'm sure you will grow to know and to love. Now, if you know anybody who might be able to go and move in and stay with this lady, please let me know, and I'll point you in the right direction. Give me a call on 011-663-4700. 011-663-4700. Just write down that number, write it down, and if you are interested in going to stay with this good lady and you're able to drive, well, why don't you give me a call and I'll introduce you to her. A wonderful, wonderful lady who's not all that sickly now, but not as strong as she would like to be. If you can help us, if you know anybody who might like to go and stay there with her, care for her, take her to Mass and share meals with her and that sort of thing, then give me a call. My number again, 011-663-4700. Well, that's about all we have time for this evening. I'll be back with you again tomorrow when I bring you a reflection on the Gospel of the day, and we pray together the evening prayer of the Church. Well, from me, Father Emil, for the time being, it's good night and God bless.